This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry, bringing to you the Short Talk Bulletin, published monthly by the Masonic Service Association of North America since 1923.
This is Brother Brian Lawrence Chater, bringing to you Volume 97, Number 8, from August of 2019. Is Masonry Relevant? I co-wrote this essay with my father, Brother Brian Lewis Chater, and we hope that you enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoyed writing it. The 21st century is an era of colossal changes. Globalization, artificial intelligence, space exploration, social media, and the expansion of private enterprise, all of which have seen a growth of unprecedented proportions. In spite of these great advancements, the new millennium has also presented us with an escalating number of challenges: social divide, terrorist attacks, political unrest, and an alarming increase in the frequency of natural disasters. These events have all had a radically transformative effect on our economic, political, and ecological systems on a global scale. We are living amid a rapidly changing world. Change is what makes the world go around. Energy in motion permeates the entire universe, causing a state of constant transformation. As a consequence of this universal law, the human race continues its dynamic forward march, perpetually transitioning from a state of lesser complexity to a state of greater complexity. As our inner and outer realities change, the world, as we once knew it, is no more. After enduring for 300 years, has Freemasonry evolved enough to make it relevant to a new generation of men in 2019? The answer is beyond the deceptive veil impressed upon our senses by the wonders of this fast-changing information age. In order to gain an appropriate degree of perspective, it is necessary to delve into and explore the very essence of human nature. Emotional needs are inherent in all human beings. In order for a man to achieve a degree of self-actualization, his emotional needs, those that are a part of his essence, must be satisfied first. It is due in part to Masonry's proven ability to fulfill the higher needs of man, which has enabled its resilience to the passing of time, ultimately cementing its staying power. Freemasonry is a selective institution where not everyone is accepted. But once he is received, the new member is granted access to our worldwide fraternity, which honors the brotherhood of man under the fatherhood of God. It is this noteworthy aspect of membership which fulfills a man's intrinsic need to belong, particularly to something important and worthwhile. Freemasonry provides a man with the opportunity to establish lifelong friendships with like-minded individuals. Having this type of bond with fellow members reassures the new Mason that he can turn to someone for advice or confide in one of his brethren. This aspect of membership fulfills one of the other innate desires in man, namely, the need to be sociable while experiencing a feeling of safety in his environment. Just as importantly, Freemasonry equips a man with the necessary tools to improve all aspects of his character. The Masonic system enables the member to rid himself of some of his less favorable traits by improving his weaknesses, and it facilitates a deeper understanding of who he is by refining his strengths. The process is transformational and enlightening, conducive to a journey towards self-actualization, which gradually becomes a Mason's ultimate destination. These are only a few of several transcendent and unconditional qualities which set the institution of Freemasonry apart from the rest of mankind. Some people may ask, all of this sounds very appealing, but what type of specific knowledge can a man expect to obtain from Masonry which makes it strictly unique and could not be found anywhere else? By becoming a Mason, a man can expect to have access to a type of knowledge that is unaffected by the passing of time. He may expect to learn that Masonry is universal. Masonry knows no creed, race, or color. The tenets of liberty, equality, and fraternity, which Masonry advocates and champions, know no bounds. These proverbial axioms embrace all cultures and cross every geographical line, promulgating a genuine sense of brotherhood amongst men of all nations. And although Masonry is neither a religion nor a substitute for one, the craft acknowledges the significance of all religions, grasping their corresponding qualities, unifying their commonalities, but yet remains impartial to all beliefs. It counts within its circle Jews, Muslims, Christians, and Hindus, amongst many others. Freemasonry's embrace of nature also makes it equally welcoming to those men who are not necessarily creed-bound, but who, being true to their own conscience, will only profess a belief in a supreme being. The acronym GAOTU, meaning the Great Architect of the Universe, truly is a most egalitarian, unbiased, and integrating expression. The term is non-denominational, allowing each Mason the right to follow the spiritual path he so chooses. A man may also expect to learn that Masonry is educational. One of Masonry's principal facets is the applicability of its wise philosophies to everyday life. The craft inculcates morality by encouraging its members to be ethical in all their undertakings. It instills charity by emphasizing the existing interdependence and common ground of all mankind. The lessons are imparted in their purest form, proclaimed unpretentiously, and demonstrated with candor. The charges and lectures are sources of great inspiration, motivating each initiate to furnish favorable contributions toward society, making it a better place for everyone to live. Freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, and freedom of thought are three timeless precepts which rest on the cornerstone of the Masonic Foundation, ever ready to obliterate the imminent threat from humanity's three principal enemies: ignorance, fanaticism, and tyranny. Its rituals are the channel which transmits this timeless knowledge, making the essence discernible. Such rituals play a fundamental role in keeping the flame alive. The Masonic system of communication is expressed through symbols, an idiom that is comprehensible in all of the world's languages and decipherable by all initiates, enabling each Mason to derive benefits from the teachings in proportion to his individual capacity. Since the inception of the Grand Lodge of London and Westminster, Freemasonry has progressively become an organized policy-making body. The essence infused the substance, giving it identity. The spirit acquired form, making it intelligible. And the foundation, which had been laid over centuries, gave rise to a superstructure. For more than 300 years, the craft has disseminated its ancient wisdom the world over. This perennial knowledge has been transmitted from the homely repose of its temples of instruction, those distinctive dwellings we commonly refer to as the Lodge. It is in the Lodge where each Mason is extended the privilege to partake of its mysteries, and it is there where he learns that such invaluable ancient knowledge truly is time transcendent. Since time immemorial, the essence of Masonry has lived in the heart of mankind. From that defining, enlightening moment when man first became aware of his consciousness and developed a sense of self, the torch of Masonry rose and soared. Passed to us today is an inextinguishable beacon of light for all seekers of truth to revere and follow.
This is Brother Michael A. Smith, a voice for Freemasonry, and this has been the Short Talk Bulletin Podcast, brought to you by the Masonic Service Association of North America for the purpose of supporting the worthy goals of disaster relief campaigns, hospital visitation, and the spread of Masonic information and knowledge. If you agree with supporting these worthy goals, please donate, and thank you.